darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, tonight is the night. It is the night that Santa Claus comes to town. Vixen and Blitzen and all of his reindeer are pulling on those reins. Bells are ringing. Children are singing. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for boys and girls. Hear those sleigh bells. Jump into bed and cover up your head because Santa Claus comes tonight. He comes tonight to deliver gifts to boys and girls. Considering all this tonight, I would like us to consider another man that gave gifts to boys and girls as well. This other man's name is kind of like Santa Claus, but slightly different. This name of this other man is Nicholas of Myra, or St. Nicholas for short. St. Nicholas was born 1,700 years ago in what we now know as modern-day Turkey. This ancient St. Nicholas was given a large inheritance, a great abundance of money, when his parents passed away, and then he used this inheritance to help the needy, the sick, and the suffering. He had a reputation of secret gift-giving, taking little coins and placing them in people's shoes when they weren't looking. He took care of the poor. He took care of the widows and the orphans in his city. If the poor and suffering did not have shoes, he would bring them shoes. If they did not have a blanket, he would bring them a blanket. If they did not have food, he would bring them food. Furthermore, as a pastor and as a bishop, St. Nicholas took care of other pastors by helping them teach the Bible correctly, even at times getting physically angry at heretics who perverted the truth of God's word. Besides giving gifts and caring for pastors, St. Nicholas experienced ruthless persecution for the Christian faith. One day he was seized by the local magistrates, tortured, then chained and thrown into prison with many other Christians for his bold confession of the Christian faith. After his release from prison, St. Nicholas, he continued to care for those in need, and he continued to teach the Bible faithfully. He even helped write something that we know as the Nicene Creed. Now, what makes this ancient St. Nicholas so profound is that he didn't care much whether children were naughty or nice. He knew that children are both naughty and nice at the same time, and that also goes for us adults as well. He knew that Jesus died for everyone, the naughty and the nice, and that both naughty and nice people need Jesus. St. Nicholas wanted everyone to know that he didn't keep any kind of list that he checked over twice, except maybe a list of all the people in his church who needed help. He was careful about making sure that people knew how much God loved them by showing them this very love. If you looked at St. Nicholas and saw how much he loved other people, you could see the love of Jesus shining right through him. You see, St. Nicholas, he loved Jesus, and he knew that he was loved by Jesus. The reason why? He knew that Jesus became poor, that we might be rich. He knew that Jesus came to rescue those who suffered wrong. He knew that Jesus came to help the poor and the needy and to bid the weak to be strong in him. He knew that Jesus came to give songs of singing for sign, to turn darkness to light, and to turn condemnation to forgiveness. Indeed, St. Nicholas preached God's word, and he celebrated the Lord's Supper with his congregation. He preached sermons about Christ. He told people how God sent his Son to be born of a virgin, how he suffered for our sins under Pontius Pilate, how he died on a cross and was buried to save everyone from death and hell. He also preached how he rose from the grave 3 days later, and how he now reigns as our king, and how Jesus is going to appear very soon to take us to live with him forever. Now tonight, I share this with you, not as a mere Christmas history lesson, but I share it with you because if St. Nicholas were alive with us right now, he would want you and I to remember this Christmas Eve, God's gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. In other words, St. Nicholas would not want you to remember him and his legacy of giving gifts, but would want you and me to know the ultimate gift, the Savior that was born that Christmas Eve long ago, Christ Jesus, our Lord. You see, my friends, Christmas is a rather simple message. It is a message that has a number of beautiful aspects that we have sung about tonight. But most importantly, Christmas is about a grand, majestic, quintessential gift that is given to us. It is about a gift that has been given to you, not from St. Nicholas or Santa Claus or from parents or from loved ones, but a gift that is given to you from Lord God, the Lord God Almighty. It is about Christmas. It is about how Jesus was sent and then stepped into this world, that he left the glory of heaven and humbled himself, all so that he might travel to this cross for you and for me. Indeed, the very purpose of Christmas is that Christ was born for you as gift. He was born to die for you and for me as gift. This means that the Lord is for you, and he is for me, and he is for St. Nicholas as well. Tonight, through the testimony of St. Nicholas of Myra, and through the word of God spoken in this service, into our ears, poured into our ears and our minds and our hearts, through this word and the testimony and the confession of St. Nicholas, we hear that Jesus is the one given to you and to me as sheer gift. Thus, as we receive gifts from our loved ones, as we receive all these gifts from our loved ones tonight, and as we receive gifts tomorrow from Santa Claus, we receive tonight from the Lord's word. We receive tonight that Christ has been born. He has been born, but he has been born unto you, born to you as Savior. Indeed, the one who loves you, joined himself to you, died for you, and rose for you, he comes as complete gift. Nothing held back, everything given for you. Dear friends, Merry Christmas to you in the name of the one who was born unto you, Christ Jesus. The Lord. Amen.
Give us lips to sing thy glory, tongues thy mercy to proclaim.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org. Or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.